good morning. Lorraine is, and Lorraine thought we were going to be talking about school safety this morning.
One of the things, she would never allow kids to go on trips with canned.
Okay, no. Let's stop that right there. Let's stop that before we go down a path we definitely don't want to go, because I have no doubt that alcohol is one of the things that cause half the problems, and that would be severely prohibited at a King David outing. Am I right, Lorraine?
Correct, absolutely. We wouldn't allow, yeah.
All right. So let's just, obviously there's a lot of anxiety. There's a bit of an echo, and I don't know if it's, if the Skype where you are is on speaker, but I'm hearing my voice back.
The line isn't great, but, I can hear you.
All right. Great. So let's just, talk about the fact that obviously with this Parktown incident, lots of anxiety from parents, lots of, obviously anger towards, you know, parents that were involved, perhaps at that school, others, the whole country, of course, mourning the loss of this child, unnecessary loss, but a tremendous amount of anxiety. What is the protocol? And I don't expect you to comment at all around the Parktown issue, because it's not something you're involved with. But let's just talk about safety at your school.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, my condolences to Enoch's family and to the Parktown community to have suffered such a tragedy. And I think that as heads of schools, we are always aware of the potential risk when you take a group of students away. And I guess that we all try and take as best precaution as we can. I think as certainly at the King David schools, we have an advantage in the fact that no outing or camp can go without the CSO having done some reconnaissance on the route and certainly the campsite that our kids will be at. Obviously, our staff will have looked before we take the kids at what is on offer. Is it a potentially safe area? Is it a potentially, you know, could there be any dangers? So I think that that's number one. Obviously, the biggest thing is ratio of staff to students to ensure that you have enough members of staff. And if you are taking student leaders, we found that the best way to do it is that every student leader is responsible for a small group of students and then to have a buddy system so that everybody looks after each other in that particular way. And then obviously that we have sort of a roll call after every major activity. So before the activity happens, you know who's there. You look for the bunkers to make sure that they coming, and then obviously at the end of the activity in with particular groups, they are then accounted for. If we're sending children to the Midmar, we make sure that the children are always together there. We don't allow the kids to branch out. They can't just do their own thing. They are under the supervision of the school at all times.
Carry on.
Yes. No, so I think that, and the other thing that we are very blessed with is that we always take a trained medic with us, so that, you know, God forbid a child is not well, or God forbid a child falls, because unfortunately accidents happen, and when you're taking a grade 8 group, they're a little, you know, spirited, and so, you know, you need to put in place as best within reasonable, you know, precautions as possible, and to know, you know, and for children to listen. If there's an area that is out of bounds, you need to cordon this off. You just need to be aware.
Yeah.
24/7.
We had an incident our child was at Yeshiva College, and they went on a camp, and he was stung by a bee in his mouth. He is allergic. We weren't really aware at that stage just how allergic he was. And as you say, thank God they had medics. They had a way of getting him to a hospital, treating it. And I just can't imagine what would have happened if these systems weren't in place. And unfortunately, though, they do come at a cost. It's not every school that will be able to afford it. And although I'd really dislike intensely the conversation around the affordability of life jackets and all sorts of stuff that's gone on around this. There is a bit of a reality that financial constraint does lead to cost cutting, and cost cutting is often done at the expense of the support system.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to comment on that, but I think it's right. I think that if you're taking the responsibility to take children away, it can't be a cost factor. But I also just wanted to bring up the point that you discussed. Whenever we do go, take our kids on orientation or on a geography tour, whatever it might be, we always make sure that there's a clinic or a hospital within reasonable distance.
Yeah.
If God forbid you need it.
Yeah.
But as I said, unfortunately, there is a risk, and you have to count on parents being honest. If there are any medical issues, you have to count on parents sending the right medication, and you have to just count on the fact that your staff will have control of the children and be trained themselves to be able to ensure that the kids have a really, really good time, but within really boundaried environments.
I think you raise a very, very good point, and I think that is worth emphasizing, is that I know certainly from our experience when our children have, as they grew up, became counselors at various places. And I know that there've been a number of very well-known incidents where things have happened, but the families, the child, the parents didn't inform the organization of either a pre-existing medical condition or perhaps emotional issues. But there were things that maybe should have been disclosed, or if were disclosed, could have perhaps resulted in better care or different care being taken around the kids. And I think parents are often a little reticent in disclosing that because they don't want to stigmatize the child. But it's very, very important. And I do want to emphasize just how important that information is, how important it is to pass that on to whichever organization is looking after the child.
Without a doubt, I think it's imperative, because then you've done absolutely everything that you can in conjunction with the parents to know, how best to look after the individuals and the kids as a group.
Absolutely right, Lorraine Schrager. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. And I do hope that that parents are reassured that such a high level of care is taken. Unfortunately, I mean, you can't say things happen, but unfortunately, certain things can be beyond control. But as long as much precaution, as much care is taken to prevent it, then that is the very best that we can do as parents, as a community, and as a schools.
I agree. Thank you.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you very much.